And item 1349 was pulled for testimony.
Approve council minutes for January through July 2015.
Lightning, did you want to speak on this? Come on up, please. Good morning.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is that I wanted to have a clear understanding on how long these minutes are retained. I know in some states they retain the records for 1 to possibly 3 years, and I wanted to make sure that we retain these indefinitely and they're put in the archives. Another issue that I wanted to have an understanding is on the video itself. A lot of times we have meetings that are set and we miss another meeting, say, happening at another location, such as a lot of times I want to go to Portland planning and sustainability meetings. And my understanding, they don't do videotape, and I'd like to know what the requirements are if we can have video, so when we're having meetings at one location, we can also go back at the end of the day and take a look at the video of the meeting at another location. So I wanted to know what the requirements would be to have video. Another issue is I want to have a more clear understanding on the open meeting law as far as pertaining to special committees, neighborhood associations, various other groups that are set up. I want to have access to their minutes if it falls under the open meeting law, and I'd like to be able to review what they're doing at these special committees and have more access to the information. So again, why I pulled this is just to have an understanding on the minutes, on the retaining the minutes for longevity in the archives, and also having access to more video at several other locations so I don't miss those meetings.
Good questions. I think the auditor's office can obviously answer some of those questions that I can't answer. Maybe other members of the council have answers to some of them. The retention issue, I think it is, in effect, indefinite, right? Minutes going to the archives.
That's correct. The written minutes are permanent.
Yeah. And the reason that we have the written minutes is that the videos are not permanent, and the reason for that is because videos change. We no longer have beta or VHS. Presumably, at some point, they won't have the formats that we have now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And then the other questions that you asked, Lightning, I was under the understanding that the Planning and Sustainability Commission is videotaped and broadcast. It used to be because Commissioner Leonard had it started when I was on it to keep an eye on me.
I will double check on that and contact the auditor.
But not all commission meetings are, just because of the expense and the difficulty of having Portland Community Media crews at all of the meetings that
okay, my only question.
Planning Commission meetings are on Channel 30. So
my only question to that, if it is considered under the open meetings law to be a quorum and have enough commissioners present, minutes have to be taken under the law.
Correct.
Plain and simple. It doesn't matter
the
cost.
The minutes do, but they don't have to be videotaped. The answer to the neighborhood association minutes, yes, those are required to be available to the public, and you can check with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement to find out how to get those.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good questions. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We're here today to support Mr. Lightning's position, and also we have a concern that I'm sure you're aware that the state of Oregon got an F from the organizations that grade transparency. You got an F, including Portland. So when we do these type things and you put them on consent agenda and you deprive your citizens of the discussion you just had explaining some things, if you look at the title of this item, there is no way to understand what it is. It's just the minutes for a couple of months or 3 months or 4 months. There's no in-depth conversation that you just had. And that's our suggestion, that you do not put this stuff on consent agenda. Consent agenda should be paying bills. They should be very regular things. They should be non-controversial stuff or non-informational stuff. This stuff is important. This is the minutes of the meetings. And it takes a little bit of explanation for the viewers to see it on TV to figure out what you're talking about. For us that come here often, maybe we understand it. But if somebody's watching this on television and reads that title, they don't have a clue of what you're doing. And that's your problem. You need to tell the people of this city what you're doing. A lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay, so this is a report. Is there a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Second? Second. Further discussion? Then roll call on adopting the report and approving the minutes for those 6 months.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
So I very much appreciate the discussion, and the reason we have a consent agenda that's published is so that anybody does have questions, they can pull it at any time. If there's nothing controversial, then it can go, continue to go through. Excuse me. I continue to be concerned about adopting 6 months' worth of minutes at once. I know that the city auditor's office and the council clerk's office is greatly understaffed, and this is I appreciate the diligence in getting it done. When I was first on the council, we were approving minutes from many years past, never mind many months past. I would certainly support more staffing for the council clerk's office so that we could have the minutes approved every month rather than every 6 months. My staff don't have the capacity to go through all of the minutes, and with my accent, sometimes things are not quite what I said. And so, and I can't remember what I actually said quite some time later. So I acknowledge that it is a staffing issue and just want to call that to the council's attention, because I agree with Mr. Walsh that it's a transparency issue and that if we could have more timely minutes for those who are not able to watch a video or to look through the e-files, I think that would be helpful for citizens if we had summary minutes as well as verbatim minutes. Thank you for your work in the council clerk's office and city auditor's office. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Ailes?
Aye. Okay.